morning, President Tsvangirai met the African diplomats and briefed them on the situation both in the country and in the MDC. The second meeting was in the afternoon when he met the representatives of countries outside Africa, countries in Europe, in Asia, Australia, and the Americas. Again, briefing them on the situation in the country and outside the country. On the situation in the country, President Tsvangirai presented an 8-point plan on how to resolve the Zimbabwean situation, the Zimbabwean crisis, which is an economic crisis, social crisis, and political crisis. In that regard, one of the issues that he raised was his proposal for a national dialogue that will include all political parties and all organizations, stakeholders, be they trade unions, business, workers, students, churches, as well as human rights organizations. They must sit down and chat a way forward. Not an elite agreement like the global political agreement, but an agreement which involves a lot of people because there is a crisis in Zimbabwe which ZANU-PF has failed to tackle on its own. There was also a problem of corruption, which he raised, and the issue of corruption, which is affecting the Zimbabwean economy.
And how was this received by the diplomats, Mr. Mwanzora?
The diplomats were appalled at the obscene and abnormal salaries that ZANU-PF appointed persons were earning. And they were made to see that President Mugabe knew or must have known about these obscene salaries, despite his protestations to the contrary. These people who were earning obscene salaries were some of the people who came to ZANU-PF fundraising dinners and ZANU-PF fundraising functions, and he donated quite a lot of money. So ZANU-PF cannot escape having used some of this ill-gotten money.